On behalf of the team of specialists on sustainable forest products, and also on behalf of the team leader, Owen O'Driscoll, who can't be with us today. So what we've been contributing, as I think has been indicated, the team, or some of the team members, make inputs to the forest products market review in the past, and some of them continuing to do that. In addition to that, during the last year, we've held a series of meetings online and in person, and we had a significant meeting held during the Foresta 2023 event held in San Marino called How to Minimize Carbon in Buildings. And that was, in fact, there was a hybrid event in person there and also some online contributions that seemed to be very successful. And we're looking at how to continue that work forward with other such events in the future, possibly an extension of work on carbon in buildings and or other items. One item that came to attention during our discussions there and subsequent ones online was the impact of the European Union deforestation regulation in the UNECE region. And so it was decided to work on that during the early part of this year. And we held a series of meetings, firstly online. And then the team organized, carried out a survey with the help of the Secretariat on the EUDR. Just come back to that in a second. And then this was targeted at specific identified stakeholders across the whole ECE region, the work culminating in an online meeting with those stakeholders in April. And we've harvested a lot of valuable results about possible barriers and breaks to full implementation of the EUDR, not with a view to promoting those, indeed completely the opposite, to try and help overcome them, identify them, and hopefully communicate those to the European authorities concerned in due course. Although, as you may know, work is on that in Brussels is somewhat on stop in advance of the European elections. So we've identified a number of solutions, or not only the problems, but potential solution areas in some cases. And we've grouped these into those that might involve legal changes, which would be more difficult, because obviously if you have a new legislative act, it is very, very hard to try and change that. It may take time. It may take several years of experience before that becomes evident that that's necessary. And of course, we have to wait for the new European institutions to be in place. In the meantime, we've looked at possible solution areas which could be enacted in terms of the implementing rules themselves. And these cover a whole range of different items. And just to give you a flavor here, I won't read the whole list because perhaps not everyone here is familiar with all the workings of the EU deforestation regulation, but there is a requirement for the geolocation of forest areas. This is rather complex and could be very heavy workload. There are issues with some of the definitions, such as forest degradation, what are plantations, what are regeneration, and so on, because although the definitions have been set with goodwill, in a global context, there are often some differences between perhaps what was intended at a European level and what is common practice more globally. A big issue is on risk assessment, and there's quite some nervousness, I would say, about how countries worldwide will be classified regarding their risk of deforestation. So basically, there's a sort of traffic light or low, medium, high system, and there's a fear that all may be classified as medium, which would involve quite a bit more work than if you're classified as low. there are questions about the database, the interface, as it's called. How will that become fully operational? And the sheer volume of the data to be dealt with. Issues on transition stock, in other words, wood that may have been cut before the entry into force of the regulation, whether production streams have to be traced completely, purely through their supply chains, one can use what we call a mass balance system, in other words, a balancing of amounts through the system, as is done in, for instance, with biofuels and other energy stocks. There are issues about confidentiality, and also one thing that became obvious during our discussion online was that several non-EU countries apparently had not been formally informed about the regulation in detail, so and how it would work and affect them. So these are all important issues. They, as I say, they're hopefully being communicated to the Commission with a view to helping them to implement that better. So this is the type of work that can be done by the group. It's not the only one that the group has dealt with over, which have been running for a number of years under successive mandates, and we look forward to continuing our work into 24-25 in a similar way. Thank you very much. And by the way, just looking forward to work in 24, we will again help with market discussions at COFI 24, continuing work on EUDR, provide market guidance for the team of specialists on forest statistics and wood biomass energy, and hopefully there'll be some interaction back the other way as well. We'll continue, as I mentioned, we have a contribution to the Forest Products Annual Market Review, and although nothing has been fixed yet, we are still hopeful to have further online workshops on low carbon construction, so building on the event that we had in San Marino, and also possibly have other future such events in person. And in the meantime, we are happy to continue supporting and communicating with other teams of specialists and also externally vis-a-vis ECE outputs. We want to try and improve to help improve the website, and also use an increased use of relevant social media. Florian, do you want to come back? That's